Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 1, Text 16. Tam Yamanam Nirahankritam Buddham Nirashisam Purnam Ananya Choditam Nrin Shikshayantam Nija Vartma Samstitam Prabhum Prapadye Kiladharma Bhavanam Tam Ihamanam Nirahankritam Buddham. Tam Ihamanam Nirahankritam Buddham. Nirasi Sampurnam Ananya Choditam. Ninshikshayantam Nijavatma Samstitam. Prabhum Prapadye Kila Dharma Bhavanam. Tam Ihamanam Nirahankritam Buddham. Nirasi Sampurnam Ananya Choditam. Nunchikshayantam Nijavatma Samstitam. Prabhum Prapadye Kila Dharma Bhavanam. Tamihamanam Nirahankritam Buddham. Nirashi Sampurnam Ananya Choditam. Ninshikshayantam Nijavatma Samstitam. Prabhum Prapadye Kila Dharma Bhavanam. Tamihamanam Nirahankritam Buddham. Nirashi Sampurnam Ananya Choditam. Ninshikshayantam Nijavatma Samstitam. Prabhum Prapadye Kila Dharma Bhavanam. Tamihamanam Nirahankritam Buddham. Nirashi Sampurnam Ananya Choditam. Ninshikshayantam Nijavatma Samstitam. Prabhum Prapadye Kila Dharma Bhavanam. Tamihamanam Nirahankritam Buddham. Nirasi Sampurnam Ananda Choditam. Ninshikshayantam Nijavatma Samstitam. Prabhum Prapadye Kila Dharma Bhavanam. Tamihamanam Nirahankritam Buddham. Nirasi Sampurnam Ananya Choditam. Nichikshayantam Nijavatma Samstitam. Prabhum Prapadye Kila Dharma Bhavanam. Matajis. Tamihamanam Nirahankritam Buddham. Nirasi Sampurnam Ananya Choditam. Chekshayantam Nijamatma Samstitam Prabhum Prabhadye Viladharma Bhavanam Tamihamanam Nirahankritam Buddham Nirankara Purnam Ananya Choditam Nichikshayantam Nijavatma Samstitam Prabhum Prabhadye Kila Dharma Bhavanam Tam unto the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. Ihamanam, who is acting for our benefit. Nirahankritam, who is without entanglement or desire for gain. Buddham, who is completely in knowledge. Nirashisham, without desires to enjoy the fruits of his activities. Purnam, who is full and therefore has no need to fulfill desires. Ananya, by others. Choditam, induced or inspired. Nrin, all of human society. Shikshayantam, to teach the real path of life. Nijavartma, his own personal way of life. Samstitam, to establish without deviation. Prabhum, unto the Supreme Lord. Prapadye, I request everyone to surrender. Akila Dharma Bhavanam, who is the master of all religious principles or the occupational duties for a human being. Translation. Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, works just like an ordinary human being, yet he does not desire to enjoy the fruits of work. He is full of knowledge, free from material desires and aversions, and completely independent. As the supreme teacher of human society, he teaches his own way of activities, and thus he inaugurates the real path of religion. I request everyone to follow him. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This is the sum and substance of our Krishna consciousness movement. We are simply requesting human society to follow in the footsteps of the teacher of Bhagavad Gita. Follow the instructions of Bhagavad Gita as it is, and your life will be successful. That is the summary of the Krishna consciousness movement. The organizer of the Krishna conscious movement is teaching everyone how to follow Lord Ramachandra, how to follow Lord Krishna, and how to follow Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this material world, we need a leader for a monarchy or good government. Lord Sri Ramachandra, by his practical example, showed how to live for the benefit of all human society. He fought with demons like Ravana. He carried out the orders of his father, and he remained the faithful husband of Mother Sita. Thus, there is no comparison to Lord Ramachandra's acting as an ideal king. Indeed, people still hanker for Ram Raj, a government conducted like that of Lord Ramachandra. Similarly, although Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he taught his disciple and devotee Arjuna how to lead a life ending in going back home, back to Godhead. Chaktva deham punarjanmanaiti mameti so Arjuna. Bhagavad Gita 4.9. All teachings, political, economic, social, religious, cultural, and philosophical, are to be found in Bhagavad Gita. One only has to follow them strictly. The Supreme Personality of Godhead also comes as Lord Chaitanya just to play the part of a pure devotee. Thus, the Lord teaches us in different ways just to make our lives successful. and Swayambhuva Manu requests us to follow him. Swayambhuva Manu is the leader of mankind, and he has given a book called Manu Samhita, a guide to guide human society. Herein he directs us to follow the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his different incarnations. These incarnations are described in Vedic literature, and Jayadeva Goswami has described 10 important incarnations in summary. Keshavadrita Mina Sarira Jai Jagadish Hare. Keshavadrita Narahare Rupa Jai Jagadish Hare. Keshavadrita Buddha Sarira Jai Jagadish Hare, etc. Swayambhuva Manu instructs us to follow the instructions of God's incarnations, especially Krishna's instructions of Bhagavad Gita as it is. Appreciating Bhakti Marga as instructed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya thus depicted the activities of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vairagya Vidya Nija Bhakti Yoga Shikshartha Meka Purusha Purana Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sarira Dari Kripam Budhir Yastomaham Prapadye Chaitanya Charitamrita 6.254. Let me take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, who has descended in the form of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to teach us real knowledge, his devotional service, and detachment from whatever does not foster Krishna consciousness. He has descended because he is an ocean of transcendental mercy. Let me surrender unto his lotus feet. Chaitanya Chandradaya Nataka 674. In this age of Kali, people cannot follow the instructions of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore the Lord himself takes the part of Sri Krishna Chaitanya to teach personally how to become Krishna conscious. He asks everyone to follow him and to become a guru to deliver the fallen souls of Kali Yuga. Jale Dako Tahikaha Krishna Upadesh Amaragyai Guruhan Tar A Dash. Instruct everyone to follow the orders of Lord Sri Krishna as they are given in Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. In this way, become a spiritual master and try to liberate everyone in this land. Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila 7.128. The coherent purpose of Lord Ramachandra, Lord Krishna, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is to teach human society how to be happy by following the instructions of the Supreme Lord. The verse again. Tamiya manam nirahankritam buddham nirashi shampurnam ananya choditam nanchikshayantam Nijavartma samstitam prabhum prapadye kila dharma bhavanam. Translation, the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna works just like an ordinary human being, yet he does not desire to enjoy the fruits of work. He is full of knowledge, free from material desire and diversions, and completely independent. As a supreme teacher of human society, he teaches his own way of activities, and thus he inaugurates the real path of religion. I request everyone to follow him. Om Ajnana Tamirandasya Gyananjana Shilakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes. With the torchlight of knowledge, I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So we are Rupanugas. We follow the teachings of Rupa Goswami, not blindly. We are not following blindly because we have tested the process and experienced. Otherwise, there's no question of following. But once one experiences the benefit of Krishna consciousness, then yatechasi tatakuru. As Arjuna said, Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, karisye vachanam tava, Krishna said, yatechasi tata kuru. Whatever you like, you can do. You can follow me, you cannot follow me. And Arjuna's reply was, karisye vachanam tava. Whatever you say, I will do. I am your surrendered soul. Now I will follow you. This is the purpose of becoming a devotee of Krishna. Everyone is following someone in this material world. Everyone is following someone. I follow my father, or I follow my boss. I follow my countryman. I follow a popular musician, wear his clothes and talk like him, walk like him, follow his philosophy. This is the nature of the material world. But Krishna consciousness means I follow Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I follow Srila Prabhupada. Whatever he says, that is our life. This is sum and substance. We don't concoct. We don't try to do something better, thinking my spiritual master was born in 1900, 1896. Things were different. Now it's 2014. I have to change the things that he gave us because it's a different time, place, and circumstance. That's Maya. We follow our spiritual master, and what he gave us, he's not from 1896. He's the Vaikuntha man. He's eternal. Whatever he has given us, that is eternal. And just 3 days of devotional service. What to speak of Lava Matra? Saru Sangha, Saru Sangha, Sarva Shastre Koi. Lava Matra, Saru Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Hoy. 1/11th of a second. My son went with the coolies to Vrindavan. And they haven't been so strict in Krishna consciousness over the last 24 years. Although they live across the street from the temple, and they hear the chanting day and night, they only took it up, my son especially, when he broke his arm, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. A very tough time on a test in college, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Football game, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Otherwise, I'm good. I'm fine. The boys went to Sridham Vrindavan, Vrindavan Dham. And the third day they were there, you'll be happy to know, he wrote a letter to me, email, please forgive me for all the time I wasted when I was in your home and the offenses that I committed to Krishna and Srila Prabhupada, forgive me and let me engage in devotional service. It's like, well, who's this? Somebody hacked into my son's email. But actually, a few days in Vrindavan, that dormant Krishna consciousness is awakened. He told me, I'm chanting 16 rounds. I'm going to Mangal Arti, M-A-M-G-A-L. Mangal Arti. I think that's Mangal Arti. And Guru Puja in class every day. So I waited a few days. I thought maybe this will wear off. He wrote 5th day, 7th day. Now I'm chanting 32 rounds a day, going on parikrama with Shastrakrit, barefoot all over Vrindavan, seeing the holy places of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Krishna. And I thought, my God, this is purpose of Krishna conscious life. You go on the pilgrimage and you take up strict Krishna consciousness. I called my daughter. I said, you better be ready, because when he comes home, he's going to try to convert you. Of course, she's a devotee also, but not as strict as he has become. I don't know, maybe he'll get Diksha initiation when he's there. Now they're in Mayapur. So this is the purpose of human form of life. Not to waste our life just with economic development and sense gratification. But human form of life is meant to take up lifelong the process of Krishna consciousness. We see so many old men, they've been engaging in Krishna consciousness. Naikatma Prabhu, Panabhata Prabhu, old men, they're on the verge of death. They actually should be in a walker and one of those, but they're dancing in kirtan. They had a song when I was young, when I'm 64, and we would laugh. 64, that's like a crippled person that can't remember anything. And if you're Prabhupada disciple, you're on the verge of 64. I think Naikatma's 66, isn't it? 68. Panabhata also. Old man. Life dedicated. Point isn't old man taking a Krishna conscious. Point is they've been doing this since they were 20 years old. Every day of their life, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And serving the mission of their spiritual master. Tarit, Savas, so many. Engaging in devotional service throughout their life. Why? Because it is the order of their spiritual master and it is peaceful and happy. Without Krishna consciousness, there's no peacefulness and happiness. You can sit and meditate, silent meditation, and wait for something good to happen. And your mind will be distracted. Because this age is not meant for silent meditation. In Kali Yuga is meant for chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And engaging in Lord Krishna's service. So, Srila Prabhupada has stated in this purport. And in 1975-1976, when all the devotees came from all over the world for the first time to Vrindavan and Mayapur, and the movement was growing very rapidly, so many disciples of Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada quoted maybe 24 times in class this same mantra from Chaitanya Charitamrita. How does it go in Bengali? You become a guru and save the people of your land. Jale dako tahe kaha Krishna upadesh. Amar agyai guru han tar e dash. Everywhere you go, everyone you meet, you give them the science of Krishna, as given in the pages of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, and try to deliver your countrymen, your neighbors, your friends. This was Srila Prabhupada's great desire, his great compassion. This is Krishna's great desire and great compassion. And therefore, our business is to become guru. Maybe we're not qualified to be Diksha Guru, but at least Vartma Pradarshika Guru, that we introduce people to Krishna consciousness. 1978, we were at the airport in St. Louis, and I asked Vaishasika Prabhu, I said, what do you think of becoming a guru? And he said, I'm already a guru. And he sat on top of the insurance machine at the airport, and he said, and this is my Vyasa-san. And all these people coming through that we're giving books to, they are our disciples, our Vartma Pradarshika disciples. We're introducing them to Krishna, and we're teaching them Krishna consciousness. So this is the desire of Lord Krishna. This is the desire of the parampara. This is Srila Prabhupada's desire. Jale dako tahi kaha Krishna upadesh. To give people the instructions of Krishna. People don't know. Atevidu swargagatim hi Vishnu durashaya. People are taking false shelter of so many mundane things. But we have to teach them. Sarva upari vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam. Prabhupada said in the Sunday feast, Sunday lecture. Sarva upari. First thing is, stop the designation. I'm not black, I'm not white, I'm not red. I'm not man, I'm not woman. I'm not American, I'm not Indian, I'm not Russian. I'm none of these designations. Sarva upari vinirmuktam. This is the first point. Tatvaratvena nirmalam. And the senses become purified. These are the two results of engaging in devotional service. First thing is, I'm not my body. I'm not these designations. I'm not a Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Jew. I'm eternally servant of Krishna. Das, das, anudas. George Harrison, they interviewed him and asked him about his spiritual life, and he talked about Srila Prabhupada at one time. And he said that his great attraction to Srila Prabhupada is that, unlike other gurus, Srila Prabhupada always claimed Gopi Bhartu Padakamaliyor Das Das Anudas, that I am a servant of the servant of the servant. And he said, and actually in his life he was servant of the servant. That's fact. And therefore, we follow. We are Prabhupadanugas. We are not only Rupanugas. We are Prabhupadanuga. Whatever Srila Prabhupada has given us, the standard of life that Prabhupada has given, we follow that standard. We are Prabhupadanugas. To the point, sometimes I heard people on the phone, they're saying, oh, Dandavat Pranam. That's not, Prabhupada never said Dandavat Pranam. I'm not sure where that came from. Maybe Gaudiya Math. Prabhupada said, you answer the phone, you answer the door, you say hello to a friend, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. All glories to Guru and Gauranga. Not this Dhanyavad Pranam. I hear it all over, but I don't know where it came from. Prabhupada gave us the standard, and we should keep as long as possible, so our children and our children's children and our children's children's children. Accept my obeisances. All glories to Prabhupada. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. This is our, we follow Srila Prabhupada. And I was so amazed the other day. I was thinking, my son's doing very nice, but unfortunately my daughter's son, how will he get Krishna consciousness? So he came over on Saturday to visit. He's 16 months old. Jackson Shyam. And the first thing he does, he goes to the bookshelf and takes all the books one at a time and brings them to Mama. He just learned to walk, so he grabs the books and brings them to Mama. So she said, see, Pita, he's a book distributor. I thought, well, that's nice, but he doesn't know. And then she said, do we have a kind of a murti, it's a bust of Srila Prabhupada that stays in the bookshelf, not a deity, but kind of like a book. But it looks just like Prabhupada. It's about this big. You could come and see. So she said, Jackson, that's Srila Prabhupada. And true story, he picked up the murti, only weighs a few pounds. Not a deity, a bookshelf. And he put his arm around Prabhupada. And I was very amazed because he doesn't kiss me. I'm grandpa. He's known me from the day he was born. Every week he sees me. He's never kissed me. He turned his head and kissed Srila Prabhupada on the lips. Of course, we don't do that. But 16-month-old boy, he can do. And then he took Srila Prabhupada, he walked to the couch, and that's across from the bookshelf. He placed the deity of Prabhupada there and kept giving books, emptied the entire shelf of 70 books to Mama. So I wrote my son in Vrindavan and told him. And he said, yeah, perfect. Me and Jackson will convert Sita and Prince to Krishna consciousness and make them all good preachers. So this is the business, to train the children, to train our neighbors, to train the world, our countrymen, by giving them Srila Prabhupada's books, prasadam, the holy names, and by being very careful to follow Srila Prabhupada and not concoct. Someone said, oh, Srila Prabhupada's literature is for kanistas, third class, materialistic persons. But I'm going to write books for madhyamas and uttamas. That is lunacy. You can quote me from my lips, hear it on the internet. That's insanity. Srila Prabhupada's books are for the topmost human beings. They are for Uttama, Madhyama, and Kanistas. Srila Prabhupada's books contain everything. You can write for kindergarten at best, and I don't even know if that would help them. Srila Prabhupada has given his transcendental realizations in his books is not something mundane. So we should be very careful that we follow Srila Prabhupada, we serve Srila Prabhupada, and we don't concoct. We don't think, well, I'm too smart for this because I'm so educated. That's why Kunti prayed, Janmai Svaryu Shuta Shri Edamana Madak Puman. Your good birth. You're born on the south side of Chicago. Your wealthy birth. Your good parentage. Your education, so-called, they are impediments. They make one mad, and they impede one from feelingly chanting, Prabhupada says, Jai Radha Madhava. Therefore, we are not concerned so much. Great education. Of course, we'd like to bring educated people. But we'd like to bring everyone. Educated or not is not a qualification. You may be high, you may be low. You may be rich, you may be poor. But you take shelter of the holy names, someone wrote. So this is our business. This is the instruction of Srila Prabhupada and Srimad Bhagavatam. If we take it seriously and sincerely, we'll be purified and happy, peaceful, and we'll make others purified, happy, peaceful, fulfill our human mission of life, and in the end, return home back to Godhead. All glory, Sri Guru and Gauranga. Thank you.